In Northwest News on KPLU, University of Washington researchers have been tracking consumer prices in Seattle since the city boosted its minimum wage. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has more about their early findings.
Maybe you haven't been paying that much attention to the price of a dozen eggs or a half gallon of milk, but the UW research team has since last March, right before the minimum wage increased to $11 an hour.
Overall, we found wherever we looked, outside of the restaurant sector, the price increases were maybe 1% or 2% in Seattle, but they also went up 1% or 2% in the surrounding area.
Jacob Vigder is a professor of public policy at the university. He says that means the minimum wage hike probably didn't have much of an effect. On the other hand, prices at restaurants jumped about 8%, but they also rose outside of Seattle. Vigder says his team didn't collect that much restaurant data outside the city, making it hard to draw conclusions.
So we don't have quite as much confidence in saying that 7 or 8% is purely a Seattle thing, or whether it's a broader economic phenomenon that could be reflecting rising rents or bigger ingredient prices that could be affecting the entire metro area.
But they've started collecting more restaurant data outside Seattle for comparison. Vigder says they'll release more findings later this year. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.